It's Izzy. Wherever you're listening from, whatever your situation, and whatever brought you here, I'm so, so grateful that you've invested your time in listening to Positive Content. I truly hope you gain some valuable insights from the episode.
Good morning, you lovely lot. I am in shock. I'm in shock because it is currently 5:40 in the morning and I can see outside. It's not light outside, but I can see all of the houses. I can see that the sky is blue. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you. It is March and at 5:40 in the morning, it is light outside. There we go. Summer is closer than we think. What a day. Anyway, today, what I wanted to talk about is intuition. Intuition, because it's something that I've sort of been struggling a little bit with over the last week or so. There's been a couple of question marks in my mind about certain things going on, a couple of projects basically. And it got me thinking, how do we make decisions when we don't know what to do? Now, mother, I know you're listening. My mother, I am my mother's child, and my mother's not good at decision making. I'm not good at decision making. It is a flaw in our personality. However, we also are good at going with our gut instinct. So it's something that I've been brought up to listen to my gut. But sometimes in life, we don't have a gut decision about something. And that's currently what I've been experiencing with about three things in my everyday life or different projects where I haven't known which path to take with it, or there's been a problem and I haven't known what to do to fix it. And I don't think I'm the only one. I think that we all can struggle to know what the right path to take is, what is the right move, what decision to make. So today I thought I'd run through the science of why we can struggle to know what the right thing to do is when we're presented with two different options, or when you just need to make a decision and you don't know how. And then also how to change that, how we can make that decision, okay? So first of all, the reason why this sort of clicked into place for me in terms of the three things that I've been struggling with is that I had two existing, not problems, but conflicts about what to do with two different projects. And then on Monday, I woke up and had a really bad headache. I was feeling a little bit hot and cold. I was basically feeling quite unwell. I had a blood test at 8:30 in the morning, realised that there were 3 minutes until I needed to be at the blood test, had to sprint in the pouring rain because I thought, yes, let's get outside, get some fresh air. So I sprinted to the doctor's, to which point they were 15 minutes behind anyway, got my blood test, came home, felt a little bit worse, and generally from then got into my joggers and started feeling unwell. I was supposed to be delivering a workshop the next day for a bunch of foster carers. And so I messaged the lady who was organising it on that day, the day before, basically saying, just so you know, I've come down with a bit of a fever today because I had a bit of a temperature. So you might want to plan a different topic or something for you to deliver just in case I can't make it. Obviously, I want to be my best and I can't think straight. I'm having hot flushes. It's not great. So yeah, you might want to think of a backup. She said, oh, that's such a shame. I really hope you can make it. Everybody's really, really excited. So I was like, oh no, what if I wake up kind of all right, kind of not? What do I do? So the next morning I woke up feeling sort of exactly the same, head a bit all over the place, hot and cold. But I woke up at 5 and at 5:30 and I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is like the third thing that I'm not going to know what to do about. Because if I'd had a meeting on the Monday that I had to do there had been a moment when I was asked a question. It was for a potential gig and I suddenly got really hot and my mind went blank. I had to ask them to repeat the question because I just was not feeling great at all. And completely almost spaced out. And I knew I did not want that to happen, either to like blank or to be
at this gig and just suddenly get really, really hot. So I was definitely more leaning on the, it's not, I should not go. I should not feel bad about not going. But obviously I was going to feel bad because it was on the day cancelling. But at 5:30, the woman messaged me and said they'd had quite a few cancellations anyway. So if I, you know, not to feel bad, but if I did come, I could do a small group session and then reschedule a larger session, which she'd love. So that was my sign to be like, well, if there's been cancellations, let's just do one good one. You know, I'd be more than happy on a general day to do a small one and a big one. But I'm not feeling well enough. And that was my sign. That was my sign to not force myself to go. But with these couple of other things, there have still not been any answers. And that is why I wanted to tell you how I approach these difficult decision-making. So with these two other things, there is one thing that there is quite a time limit on. I need to make a decision on it very, very soon as to whether I do it or I don't do it. I obviously can't go into too much detail. And there is not a 51% in any direction. There is literally no answer, no right or not wrong, no opinion in either direction, which makes it really difficult to choose. So normally I'd say, if you're struggling to choose a path, just pick one and go with it. But with this, or with something where you either have a really strong intuition in one direction, pick that, right? But when you don't have an intuition or anything guiding you in one way or another, that's really difficult. So the reason, the science behind what I'm about to say is so important. In that moment, and this is what I'm doing, you don't need to do anything. Either you can pick a path if you want to, but for me right now, that doesn't feel like the right thing to do. It feels like the right thing to do is I just need to wait. I need to sit back and wait for an answer, right? And as I said, there's a time pressure on it. You cannot make a decision if you don't know what to make. You also cannot find a solution if you're staring at the problem. And that's something that most people do. When they're frustrated by something or they can't decide something, they look at the problem. But you will never get to the solution if you are staring at the challenge, because you're in a problem mindset. So you're looking at, you think that you're looking at how you can fix the problem, but you're not. You're just looking at how complicated the issue is, rather than the clarity of the solution. And so you need to be in the clear-mindedness of the solution. That's the headspace you need to be in. And this is why, this is the science. Stress and anxiety, what that does is it activates our sympathetic nervous system. And when our sympathetic nervous system is activated, it can cause our brain to enter the fight or flight state that you guys have all heard of before, I imagine. Now, when you're in the fight or flight state, your body releases adrenaline, which we normally think, great, great, good. That gives us more energy. It gives us a boost. But adrenaline is a stress hormone. And it's not just that that's released. There's other stress hormones that are released as well. And these hormones interfere with our ability to think clearly and make rational decisions. So it's almost like if you imagine someone in the wilderness, right? Back when we weren't the apex predator, when we were hunter-gatherers, you hear a twig snap, right? And you're like, and you see some eyes in the darkness. You're like, I need to run. That is your only thought. Adrenaline gets pumped into you, these stress hormones, and you peg it. Your brain isn't thinking, we need energy in us for clear thinking, for planning, for nah. It just puts all of your energy into sprinting, into getting away. Like, that's the only thing it's doing. And in your mind is a little bit confused. But it's not just this, it's because adrenaline is released, but also these other stress hormones that cloud your mind, okay, when this happens. So if you go into that fight or flight state when you're stressed about a decision to make, rather than staying clear-minded, you won't be able to make the right decision. You won't be able to see what the right path is. And that's why staying cool under pressure is such a powerful skill for a leader or anybody in business or in your job at all. If you, on the other hand, are able to let go of a problem and take a break from it, then your brain can shift into a more relaxed state. And when your brain is in a relaxed state, Your parasympathetic nervous system is activated. So before, when we were stressed, your sympathetic nervous system was activated. Here, when you're calm, your parasympathetic nervous system is activated. And what this nervous system does is it is associated with rest and relaxation and digestion. So when you're in this state, your brain can better process information and make more thoughtful decisions. So realistically, staying calm is going to help you make better decisions. And there's also evidence to suggest that taking a break from a problem can help you tap into your intuition and your subconscious mind. So when you're actively thinking about a problem, and this is, goes back to what I said, you'll never find the solution to something by staring at the problem. When you're actively thinking about a problem, you're often focused on conscious logical thinking, which is fine if you need to make a logical decision. But if there is the pros and the cons are equal, and it's really difficult to make the decision, and you need to have some kind of intuition, but you can't find that intuition, then taking a break from that problem, whether you're in solution mindset or just not in the mindset of the problem at all, it helps you tap into that intuition and subconscious mind, okay? So when you step away and allow your mind to wander, your subconscious mind can work in the background. It's not that you're sitting there, okay, subconscious, intuitive mind, let's think of an answer to this. No, you're not even on the problem at all. You step away and allow your mind to wander. And then your subconscious mind is working in the background, like your reticular activating system. You've told it what you want it to work out or look at. And then it makes connections around that thing that will generate ideas that might not have come up to you otherwise. So before you might be thinking, well, if I get the train, it might be cheaper. If I go down on Saturday night rather than Sunday night, I have more time, X, Y, Z, when you're trying to work out the problem. But you might, if you're trying to come from your logical mind, you won't be thinking with your full brain capacity or the subconscious ideas. And there are so many ways about something that you won't have thought of. So if you allow it to work in the background without stressing about it, an answer will come. So it's worth noting that the decision-making process can be complex and multifaceted. And so sometimes the best solution is not immediately obvious. And I think a lot of us think that when we need an answer for something, the right answer is right there in our face. It's obvious and we should be able to see it straight away. That's not always right. Sometimes we have to get creative, and to get creative, we need to be able to access our subconscious mind, right? So that's a little bit of the science as to what happens if you focus on the problem or if you allow your mind to relax a little bit. That's what tends to happen. And so this situation with the speaking reminded me of that. It reminded me that if I don't stress, if I just sit back and allow the answers to come, then they will. And with these other things that I still haven't had an answer to yet, the answer will come. The answer will come. It might be at the very last minute, but the answer will come. So this is just your reminder to not get stressed about decisions, to not get stressed about uncertainty, because that will block out the answers even more. And to go with your intuition more of the time, right? So my partner he decided that he wanted a bike. He loves motorbikes, but he had to sell his recently and he's going to probably get one in about 6 months, a year. So he thought, well, I'm going to go and get a push bike, a cycling bike. And so he started looking on Facebook Marketplace for one, found one, went to have a look at it. He was really, really excited. And we generally assumed that he was going to buy it. But the guy needed cash. And when Jordan left, he just got this gut feeling that it wasn't right. He couldn't really understand what that gut feeling was. He just had this feeling that he wasn't right. And Jordan is a really logical man. Since meeting me, he's sort of tapped into that intuition a bit more, but he isn't naturally built on gut feelings. He's naturally built on logic. So that was really new for him. And I was really proud of him for listening to his intuition. We couldn't understand why. There was no logic as to why not to go for it, but he decided not to. 2 days later, he speaks to his parents and they basically say that they have bikes in their garage that they don't need and they were going to get rid of anyway. So boom, he's got a bike. Do you know what I mean? It's this
if you stress yourself out with trying to come up with an answer in the moment, then you miss out on potential options that you didn't even see as being there. And this has happened to me so many times. And it's basically law of attraction, manifestation. But what I'm talking about today is sort of the scientific idea around it, because there is one. Law of attraction isn't all spiritual. It's logical. Now, here's why this is, I mean, nah, it's not short, it's 20 minutes long. But the reason why I thought that this might be a short one is because, in truth, I have tried to record this about 3 times now. And this podcast, all of a sudden, not for a while, but just all of a sudden, I got the feeling that I needed to take a 2-week break from it. Not because I can't be bothered, not because I'm procrastinating, but because my gut is saying, take a break, take a 2-week break. I don't know why, but in light of the topic today, I'm going to take that 2-week break. Maybe it's to get those creative juices flowing again. Maybe it's to get me really excited. I don't know why, but my gut has been saying you need to stop for 2 weeks and come back. So that is what we're doing. That is what we're doing. And I hope that you guys respect this decision. I'm excited. I'm excited to see why my gut has been telling me to do this. And we're going to come back, hopefully, bigger and better and stronger. So yeah, that's what's happening. I don't know what's going to happen in those 2 weeks, but this is the last you'll hear of me for a couple of weeks now. So I will be back. Let's check the calendar. I will be back on the 7th of April. Now, I do a YouTube video every single Sunday. I put out a email every single Wednesday. There's so much going on. I'm always doing stories on my Instagram. TikTok less frequently, but there's always something up there. So in the meantime, you can definitely listen to me over on those platforms. Remember, I also have tickets. Oh gosh, yeah. Well, right, it's important that I tell you this now then. On the 1st of April, my tickets for my 3-day event will be released. So this is important for you guys, because then if I'm not coming on a podcast until the 7th, tickets might all be sold out. So make sure that you will get the link on my Instagram, right? So you need to be following me on Instagram. It's just izzy.miller_. So go follow me over there to know when the tickets will be released. At the minute, if you send me your email, I guess you could do it in the Q&A section on the podcast, but otherwise just email it to me at inquiries@izzymiller.com. Or message me on Instagram or TikTok. Message me your email address and I can send you the brochure for the 3-day event. It's 3 days in person, me, you, at a hotel and spa in the countryside. It's called Clumber Park Hotel and Spa. The event is the 9th to the 11th of June. And there's only 8 places. Only 8 places, and a couple of them have gone already to people who I sort of selected. So if you're interested, send me your email, I'll send you the brochure, and then tickets will go live on the 1st. So do not miss out on that. And second of all, I am actually very grateful to be currently working with HelloFresh. Now, I have done podcasts before about the importance of offloading your decisions to other people, because when you have so many decisions to make, it can be harder to make decisions and you get exhausted more. So that's why I invested in a personal trainer. So every 5 days I have a boxing session, which is really good for my physical health and means that I don't get in the gym and think, oh Christ, like what do I do? And then I sit down on my phone like so many people do. Instead, I go in and I just get a brilliant session. So I was delighted when HelloFresh reached out to me and said that they wanted to give you all a discount code for an incredible 60%. So basically, so you don't have to look, I'll just tell you, if you want to try it, like you only have to get
1 week, which is, I think the minimum is 3 meals. So you could just get 3 meals, and it's, with the discount code, it's a tenner or £11. And I think they take off shipping as well. So literally for £11, you can get, six meals, because it's three different meals, but six portions. Jump on that. The discount code is Fresh Izzy. So FreshIzzie. I am one of those people who, to take advantage of something, of a good deal, will use multiple email addresses. Like, tell me I'm wrong, tell me I'm a bad person, but I think we all do it. So, like, I'm not kidding when I say that I'm actually going to be doing this, because for a tenner to have, I'm on the move a lot. I'm a busy. I don't like getting back and finding out that we don't have the ingredients for something. I'm also really bored of the emails of the meals that we've been eating, because we just have the same thing all the time. So I'm really excited to be trying some new things. The other day I had coconut curry, vegan, which was brilliant. And it tasted delicious. I think we added a little bit of corn because we wanted some protein. And it was beautiful. It had green peppers in it, which I don't normally like, but it was the tastiest thing in the meal. I honestly don't know how they made it so nice. I'm not joking. So I'm definitely going to be getting more of these boxes. I think I've got a crispy tofu something or other coming, and I'm so excited for that. They do noodles, they do all sorts. So for a tenner, you might as well do it. So it is Fresh Izzy, and I'll also put the link in the sort of description details box. Otherwise, just head to HelloFresh and put in that discount code and you'll get it. So yeah, very excited to be able to give that to you. You can cancel at any time, you can pause at any time. So there you go. Right, that's me done. And you won't see me in a couple of weeks. So with that, all that's left to say is I appreciate you.